Hey, what's up? Nah, I'm still at work. Yeah, I'm having a smoke break. You know, 'cause my stomach's doing that thing again, so smoke comes out every time I open my mouth, and it's super embarrassing. No, don't worry. I found someone to cover you. Don't even worry about it. Not bad, actually. Like, they've managed to stay on top of all the shit that I've thrown at them, so pretty well for a human. Yeah, they're human. I think so, anyway. Yeah, they're that one in college with us, I told you. Which one? How many humans do we have? I thought we just had one. What gender? The one with the things, I don't know. I'm not a succubus, I don't really know how to tell them apart. I think they wore a hat one time. Maybe. Well, they're wearing one now, at least. You know, because of the uniform. I don't know. Kinda cute. I mean, if you're into that kind of thing. No, what the fuck? Why would you ask that? You're lucky we're friends, or I would kick your ass. Anyway, yeah. It's been aight. What about you? Don't know. I didn't have any real plans. Probably just gonna order pizza or something. Busted. I'm gonna have to call you back. Bye! Alright, human, you got me. I'm not taking out the garbage. I'm having a smoke break. No, I'm not sick. My stomach just sometimes lights itself on fire and smoke comes out my mouth. Blah, blah, blah. It's nothing. Don't worry about it. Excuse me. Anyway, what's up? Did you need me for something? Lunch break. Oh, yeah. I guess you are meant to get one of those. I knew I was forgetting something. Yeah, take a lunch break then. You've earned it. Here, take a burger. I'm full anyway. Yeah, on the house. Eat up. But do it fast. I didn't pay for it. Look at your face. I'm kidding, I'm kidding. Besides, we're pretty chill here. I mean, aside from the fact we're, you know, cooking with hellfire and whatnot. But, you know, hey, it's totally FDA approved, so, like, you know, we're chill. Nah, I'll go back in like a second. Maybe. They'll be fine without me for a bit, trust me. It's not like it's. Okay, well, actually, it is a pretty busy time of year for us. See, there's some lunar planetary shit going down right now, and peeps aren't gonna be in the mood for cooking with all the celebrations, and yeah, so it's kind of a takeout sort of time for us. Us. Demons, I mean. Anyway, how are you feeling? You've been doing really well in there today. Haven't had to scrape your melted skin off anything, haven't had any customers scream that they found your gross human body hair in their food, so. Honestly, you're doing way, way better than most newbies on their first shift. You're surprised too, aren't you? Why were you scared? Ah, tough little human being, so brave, weren't you? Just the cutest. I mean, that was totally professional, managerial demon talk for good job today. Yeah. Sorry for pinching your cheek. Did you have any questions that we didn't cover during orientation? I know that we cut it a little short and threw straight into things today, so, you know, ask away. What kind of meat are we serving? Maybe don't ask that one. I don't want to put you off of your lunch break. Just know that it's like totally ethical. Hey, listen to me. Those cows did bad things to end up in hell, okay? Given the chance, they would have eaten you and everyone you care about. How much is the pay? I don't know. It depends on what you chose your payout as. In human dollars, I think it's like $8 an hour? Yeah, it's not that much. Honestly, I'd take souls over dollars, and even then you only got like 4 an hour, maybe. But they're worth like a lot more, usually. It's kind of crazy to me that you can pay someone so little, even with all this running around. But then again, this is a business from hell, so we operate a little on the less reputable side of things, you know? Maybe you don't know. Maybe it's better you continue to don't know. How long have I worked here? It's been on and off for me. I usually only work the holiday seasons, but I'd say a couple of 100 years. Wait, when was the JFK administration? It was like 6 after, and then the pyramid scheme, and Ponzi. Where did I leave his car? I can't. Wait, maybe. What were we talking about? Sorry, it's been a long shift. My brain is basically a hash brown right now. Anyway, I've worked here a while. It's not a bad job, some days. Honestly, it really depends on the customers, but that's true of most jobs. Like, when you've got nothing but good customers and good coworkers, any day can be a breeze, even the holidays. But shitty people immediately turns to hell. Mind the pun. I am actually going to college so I can get into something a bit more long-term. You know, something outside of food service, like maybe something in an office? I've talked to some of the teachers, but just between us, I have a hard time focusing when I'm talking to some of those professors. Like, have you seen Miss Veronica? She will give me a girl who is all legs any day, right? Anyway, I've also asked Yaga. She keeps suggesting that I work with her at the college with, like, herbs and stuff, and, like, it's tempting, because I love hanging out with her. She makes a mean cutlet, but I don't know if that's really the career I've been thinking about, even if I'd love to eat her cooking every day. What kind of demon am I? That is not a work-related question, comrade. Whatever. I guess I can tell you. I am a greed demon. You know, wealth, riches, that kind of thing. Food is good too, but you know, that's technically more of a gluttony thing, so it's not totally my specialty. I'm all about getting what's wanted and getting a lot of it, you know? Well, yeah, being greedy can be bad. But hey, think about it. So can being too charitable. Say you gave away everything you owned. You'd freeze or starve to death, right? Right. So, really, it's about feeling secure. There's a balance to this sort of thing. And of course, it's a little in our nature to want more than what we need so that we can feel extra safe. You following? Yeah, it's like that. I don't think that you should feel bad for wanting to feel safe, you know? Yeah, I mean, of course there's a limit, but I'm not gonna go around figuring that out for people. That's not my job. My job is bossing people around and making them flip burgers and making sure the ice cream machines are always broken. I said something about a reward. Did I? That doesn't really sound like me. You sure? Sounds fake to me, fam. I I said I'd make it worth your while. You see, that's very different from a reward. Hold on, hold on. Don't get pouty with me. I'm not trying to cheat you or nothing. What would be good? What would be good for a human? Think. You want some coupons? No? You sure? Free cheeseburger? Still no? Damn. These are expired anyway. Hey! How about a bad feeling detox? Yeah, I'm super good at them. I eat them up. Let me just, Hey, this is good, okay? I'm gonna need you to close your eyes for me. I promise I won't do anything work inappropriate. I'm just gonna touch your forehead for a second. And, I'm gonna make some weird sounds, but I swear, it's totally normal for the procedure, okay? Yeah, it's just me eating all the bad feelings, okay? Yeah. Are your eyes closed? Okay, they better be. Okay. Take a deep breath. Some of it stuck. Don't open your eyes yet. Man, you've been hoarding some of that for years. Now, I know that your brain will probably reproduce it soon anyway, but it's good to clear it out every once in a while, or it piles up and it'll start dragging you down during the workday. Super unhelpful. Totally don't recommend. It can make a 4-hour shift feel like an 8-hour shift, and an 8-hour shift feel like a 40-hour work week, and a 40-hour work week. Definitely don't recommend. Hey, listen, if you ever need any help getting rid of some of those, leftovers, hit me up, okay? You're helping me out, so I don't mind returning the favor. Just, don't call me if I'm working. Wink, wink. It'd be terrible if you called me with some petty human emergency and had to pull me away from the counter and I had to leave work early. Wink, wink. Is this working? Is this subtle enough? Wink. All right. Let me be straightforward. You can come back and bother me Okay. Wink. All right, human. You finish up your lunch break, and I am gonna get back to it. I know it's been a long day, but honestly, I'm kind of having fun. I like working with you. Yeah, and I'm ready to keep kicking food service ass. And I know that you can, too. Let me know if you want another burger, and I'll throw one out here for you. I'll see you back in there, newbie.